Good morning, Dave, and good morning, X-Phil. New in at Sundance Books and Music, we have the latest novel by John Irving, and it is called Avenue of Mysteries, and it's the tale of Juan Diego, a 14-year-old boy who was born and grew up in Mexico, and his 13-year-old sister named Lupe. She sees what's coming. Specifically, she sees her own future and her brother's. Lupe is a mind reader. She doesn't know what everyone is thinking, but she knows what most people are thinking. And regarding what has happened as opposed to what will happen. So this is a tale. This Avenue of Mysteries is a tale of the story of what happens to Juan Diego in the Philippines and what happened to him in the past and in Mexico and where his future collides. So it's the latest John Irving, Avenue of Mysteries. We've got The Giveness of Things, Essays, by Marilyn Robinson, one of my favorite authors. This is a collection of 17 essays in which she examines the ideas that have inspired and provoked her writing over her lifetime, where she investigates how the work of great thinkers of the past, such as Calvin and Locke and Bonhoeffer and Shakespeare, can infuse our lives or draw attention to the rise of the self-declared elite American religious and political life. Robinson is not a reader for the faint of heart. She challenges. She's exquisite and bold. And this is a necessary call for us to think about the place of wisdom and guidance in our life and the cultural heritage and the grace that we owe one another. So The Giveness of Things. We have another fantastic author, Orhan Pamuk's latest novel, and it's called The Strangeness in My Mind. In this novel, it takes place in Istanbul, where many of his pieces come from, and it's the unforgettable tale of a street vendor and the love of his life. And it's told from different perspectives by a host of beguiling characters. And in this modern epic of coming of age in a great city, the brilliant tableau of life among newcomers who have changed the face of Istanbul in the past 50 years. Orhan Pamuk and The Strangest in My Mind. And I'm going to wrap it up with 50 Years, 50 Moments, the most unforgettable plays in Super Bowl history. This is by Jerry Rice, and it is exactly what the title suggests. He's looking at the greatest plays. He starts counting from 50 down to number one in what he considers the greatest, most iconic plays in football, Super Bowl history. Plays known as Run Till Daylight, The SWAT, Fool Us Once, and to tease us, the number one play in Super Bowl history, according to Jerry Rice, is R-E-S-P-E-C-T, and it does indeed include the one and only Joe Namath. So that's what we have new in at Sundance Books and Music. Read safe, read often.